The presidential motorcade had just passed through heavy crowds in downtown Dallas.
Destroying the media lies and dismantling the narratives. One story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show.
One of the most startling things that I've noticed is the lack of, or the inability, maybe I should go with the inability for people to take China's role in the world and look at the big picture. Because when you hear headlines such as Hamas, the terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip that are always going after the Israelis who attacked them on October 7th, with a giant terrorist attack, paragliding military attacks on concert venues and all types of neighborhoods just being assaulted. Well, Hamas is using a stockpile of Chinese-made weapons against the Israelis. Unbelievable. And that's the thing. We have to look at the big picture. Everybody just goes, oh, yeah, we had coronavirus just magically leave, you know, the lab in Wuhan. Huh. Around the time of a re-election, huh? Around the time of the re-election of somebody who renegotiated trade deals, you know, you got to go back to some of the inroads that China made during the Clinton administration. Now they did so with Nixon and what have you, but Bill Clinton seemed to have given them a leg up. And who are the people talking about climate change and supporting a global government? It's Bill Clinton. It's Hillary Clinton. It's Al Gore. It's John Kerry. All of the presidents or presidential candidates since the Reagan administration, all of them are at the forefront of this whole thing. Al Gore has built a green empire. John Kerry is the climate change czar. Now, he was a swift boat communist in Vietnam, you know. They're all pushing for this one world government based on climate change and based on power structures that should be enforced to facilitate protecting against climate change. And one of the regimes that is somehow at the forefront of this is China, which is amazing because China is the one that has all of the infrastructure for electric cars. And they're also the dirtiest country in the planet, making coal fire plants every day while we're basically hamstringing ourselves willingly to eliminate our ability to be a powerful nation. It's almost like it's something that's self-inflicted. So now when you think about the fact that China has captured universities, they have little Chinese groups that are littered throughout universities that they basically influence certain parts of the campus population. And you see the pro-Hamas protesters all over these different colleges. It makes total sense that China's influence is having an impact. So let's go back to the article here. This is from The Blaze. Investigations carried out by Israeli intelligence revealed that Hamas has been using Chinese-made assault rifles and grenade launchers in its ongoing fight with the Jewish state. This is according to the Telegraph article that came out. The report noted that the IDF had discovered stockpiles of supplies that included cartridges for M16s and telescopic sights for rifles. There were also military radios, listening devices discovered during the investigation. The development raises questions about the nature of China's involvement in the conflict in the Middle East. China has previously expressed interest in de-escalating the conflict between Israel and Hamas and eventually renewing the Iran nuclear deal. Now, Israel's trying to figure out how these Chinese-made weapons made it into Hamas's hands and whether Beijing was directly involved in supplying the terrorist group the military material. A source from the Israeli intelligence told the Telegraph that the situation has, quote, has come to a big surprise, as before the war, relations were very good. But we have found a massive amount of Chinese weaponry. And the question is, did it come directly from China or Hamas? Or did it not come directly from China to Hamas? This is top-grade weaponry and communications technology, stuff that Hamas didn't have before, and with very sophisticated explosives, which have never been found before, and especially on such a large scale. The development could have a large impact on the relationship between Israel and China, which was thriving at one point. However, the ties have gradually cooled since October 7th, when Hamas carried out its surprise attack on the Jewish state, slaughtering 1,200 people and abducting 240 more. Israel has been irked by China for not coming to the defense following the horrific attack. The Telegraph reported that on October 14th, Wang Yi, China's foreign minister, said that the Jewish state's response to Hamas's terrorist attack went, quote, beyond the scope of self-defense. Dr. Patrick Berry, a self-defense expert from the University of Bath, said Iran is known to have trained members of Hamas and is likely to have played a role in getting the Chinese-made weapons into their hands. Quote, if it's a large quantity, it's most likely a state actor involved, and that state actor is highly likely to be Iran. It could be a the stuff that was purchased by Iran off of China found its way to Hamas, but there are other potential actors, but much less likely, Mr. Berry said. China will not like the Iranians doing this with their kit. It's not a good look. If it's a massive haul, and trust will become an issue. Huh.
And you can take all of this back to when China joined the WTO, the World Trade Organization. And you can take all of this back to when Bill Clinton said back in 2000 that today the House of Representatives has taken a historic step towards continued prosperity in America, reform in China, and peace in the world. It will open doors for trade for America and a new hope for change in China. And that's when Bill Clinton helped China become part of the World Trade Organization, the WTO. Well, one thing a lot of people forget is the 1996 campaign finance controversy with Bill Clinton, to which the Chinese ended up spending tons of money on his campaign. And of course, some Los Alamos nuclear secrets ended up in the hands of China, which, you know, if you watch Oppenheimer, you know all about Los Alamos. No one talks about what happened in 1996 with Bill Clinton in China. No one talks about the nuclear secrets that were just given to China, and then all of a sudden these great reciprocal events happened. Because Bill Clinton will sell out America. And he did so. Same with Rosatom. Hillary Clinton and them sold all the uranium to the Russians. Same with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the rest of them. Jim Biden. They will sell out America so that they can become millionaires. They don't care. And that's the problem. There's no fidelity to the United States. And then, of course, we're running on autopilot. I mean, we had Lloyd Austin in the hospital for like 4 days. The Secretary of Defense was in the hospital, and the Biden administration had no idea about it. Nothing. And this is where we are. We're being run on autopilot, but we're being run by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese global conglomerate. They want to take over Africa with their Belt and Road Initiative, enslaving countries economically to their infrastructure demands, where they pay them to get, you know, cheap infrastructure upgrades with Wi-Fi and internet technology and IT and what have you. And then it all comes at a price because it all sucks and it all falls apart. And then at the same time, we're beholden to these people because they bought our politicians. They have Bill Clinton at 500 grand a speech. Oh, he's just making speeches. He's a millionaire now because he's making speeches because he was president, right? Obama is making tons of money. No one even questions where that came from. Biden, tons of money. Been in public office since he could remember, over 30, 40 years. Hunter Biden making tons of money as an energy consultant with Burisma and selling technology
you know, the technology for jet airplanes to withstand various, you know, stress tests. They don't care. They will sell America out to the highest bidder, and they don't care the ramifications because they're probably communist, and that's what we're dealing with. We are dealing with the mal-cultural revolution of America through TikTok and Xi Jinping, but also with paid-off actors such as Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell and various other nonpartisan politicians that were just paid to be the highest bidder. Fidelity to Americanism is gone, and that's the problem. You would never step over those lines and accept that money if you loved our country. But that's all gone. And that's why we live in a country that's going to pull down William Penn's statue in Pennsylvania and replace it with some, you know, random Native American statue. Because you live in a country that is no longer America. They just have never informed you. They've never told you that that's where you live. I'm Adrian Slade. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time. God bless you.